bersikaplah jujur dan terbuka. Tumpahkanlah perasaan yang syarat dengan cinta yang panas bergelora. Barangkali takdir hanya bicara, ia diperuntukkan umatmu. Dan pandangan matanya memang buatmu. Dari kenyataan cinta kasih sejati kadang datang tak terduga. Bergegaslah bangun dari mimpi, atau engkau akan kehilangan keindahan yang tengah engkau genggam. Jangan takdir tengah bicara, ia datang dari langit buatmu. Dan pandangan matanya khusus buatmu.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, "The rotan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa," or "When the rotan has broken, the two tips of the rotan must meet," means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening!
Thank you. Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
www.voanews.id. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, talking about weather, climate, and seasons. So what are those, actually? Well, Indonesia and other countries have a different climate, even seasons, listeners. That's why I would like to share you an information. This is to know about weather, climate, as well as seasons. Well, you know, what is the weather like in Indonesia? That's the question. The climate of Indonesia is almost entirely tropical. The uniformly warm waters that make up 81% of Indonesia's area ensures that temperatures on land remain fairly constant, with the coastal plains averaging 28 degrees Celsius, the inland and mountain areas averaging 26 degrees Celsius, and the higher mountain regions 23 degrees Celsius. And then temperature varies little from season to season, and Indonesia experiences relatively little change in the length of daylight hours from one season to the next. So what is the weather generally? Is the weather generally rain? That's the question. Well, the main variable of Indonesia's climate is not temperature or air pressure, but rainfall. The area's relative humidity ranges between 70% and 90%. Although air temperature changes little from season to season or from one region to the next, cooler temperatures prevail at higher elevations. In general, temperatures drop approximately 1 degree Celsius per 90% increase in elevation from sea level, with some high altitude interior mountain regions experiencing night frost. Well, are there different seasons in Indonesia? That's also the question. Well, being a tropical country, Indonesia doesn't have spring, summer, autumn, or winter. Instead of just the two seasons, rainy and dry. Both rainy and dry, which are relative, and while there is significant regional variation, in most of the country, including Java and Bali, the dry season is April to October, while the wet season is November to March. However, global warming has made the seasons less predictable.
Hanya untukmu, 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 h Can't believe I just woke up size, an epic creature. To be clear, you're my angel in disguise. Flawless beauty like the sun when it arises. Don't need no makeup, put your head down. Cause that beauty of yours make other girls frown. I wanna tell you that I love you, I need you, I want you, I cater for you, and I'm gonna be there when the sun is down.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Tak bisa lagi ku berkata-kata kalau yang selalu di benakku. Ku mencoba
the thing that you were waiting. I should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But better if he never knows, I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if he wasn't my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, do you know Sultan Hasanuddin? I believe that. You know, yeah, maybe there is someone, she or he or one of you be that know, that has already known about Sultan Hasanuddin. But you know that Sultan Hasanuddin was the 16th king of Goa in the 1600s. The Goa kingdom believed in God that creates the earth and the ocean, that is shared for all human race and not exclusively to VOC as the colonizer. Sultan Hasanuddin was known for being firm, courageous, and never giving up. For those qualities, the Dutch dubbed Sultan Hasanuddin as the Half Van de Oosten, or the Rooster of the East. But you know that he has also wise word, and I would like to share you his wise word. He said, "It is better to die on a dirt instead of living like a corpse."
Tak bisa tercoba untuk Sudah cukuplah sudah, jangan berikan waktu. Aku selalu tak bisa mencoba untuk setia. Yang selalu ku inginkan, yang selalu ku nanti, kau coba untuk mengerti. Apalah arti mencinta dan harus kau sadari. Coba untuk setia. Sudah cukuplah sudah, ku memberikan waktu. Aku lalu tak bisa mencoba untuk setia. Yang selalu ku inginkan, yang selalu ku nanti, kau coba untuk mengerti.
I take this herbal drink not only now. The first time I gave birth, I took this herbal drink. It's been a long time, but I continue drinking it from vendors. I'd have a special mixture just made from glitter, galangal, turmeric, and betel leaf. That was Chanang, a woman from Bogor, who has been living in Jakarta for long. Although living in a big city like Jakarta, the 54-year-old woman believes that drinking herbal medicine is very important for maintaining health. The habit of drinking herbal medicine derived from her parents, and she is still doing it up to now. Not only limited to healthcare, Chanang even believes herbs can cure certain diseases.
Ya, saya di kampung banyak.
Yes, in my village, a lot of my relatives drink this herbal drink. When they just give birth to a baby, they always take herbal drink. In fact, if my children are unwell, having allergies or nausea, I tell them to take some herbal drink from the vendor. Their father also likes it. As far as I know, turmeric has many efficacies, very good to cure indigestion and leukorrhea. I'd say it is not only for spices or seasoning when you cook something. When anybody asks me to make a herbal drink, I always grind some head of turmeric. Thank God, it always works. Along with the passage of time, advances in science and technology seem to eclipse people's belief on the efficacy of traditional or herbal medicine, as disclosed by Mrs. Audi.
Yeah.
Yes, it seems good. People in Indonesia have known about herbal medicine since a long time ago. But I myself, I'm not a fan of herbal medicine. I mean those sold by vendors who carry the bottles around, because I doubt about the hygiene. So if I want to take it, a simple herbal drink like a mixture of turmeric and tamarind, I'll make it myself. But I have more confidence on herbal drinks or medicines manufactured in big factories, probably because the cleanliness is well controlled. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. People in the past did not have many drugs, only the ancient medicines, the traditional herbal. So they had to look for medicines from nature, mostly in the forest. So, since when have people begun to recognize and use Indonesian traditional herbs or herbal medicines? Is it an influence from other nations? Paulus Pangka, public relations of a large herbal medicine industry in Indonesia, located in Semarang, said.
Before the Chinese came, Majapahit Kingdom and other kingdoms in Indonesia had already used traditional medicine to cure illness and wound. Also to make the queens look more beautiful, they used traditional medicines, herbs.
The developing of traditional herb in Indonesia could not separate it from abundance of natural wealth owned by the country.
Indonesia has a lot of herbs and plants with best efficacious remedy. In the case of any illness, these plants will definitely be used. Many herbs have special efficacy to cure the illness.
It takes a very long process from generation to generation to get herbal formula, as we find today, Paul explains.
The first was through a dream or revelation. A lot happened in Indonesia or Asia. In general, one could treat the disease because he was prompted or informed in his dream that he is treating the disease with certain plants. The second is the behavior of the animals. We, the example of an animal, if it is having difficulty to defecate, then it will eat some grass and the grass turns beneficial to smooth littering. The third is forms or behavior of plants. There are plants in Kalimantan which if planted in the fertile soil, it will not grow at all, but if it is planted in a stone, it will grow up well. The plant turned out to be beneficial for kidney or gallstones, and the fourth is modern technology. So mix them all. Whether the dream can be proven scientifically, then the shape of the plant and animal behavior, as said earlier, go to the lab and do some research about it to find out whether it is actually useful, because not all beneficial to human life. There is definitely a certain substances that are useful for the human body.
Although using products rooted in indigenous cultures of Indonesia, according to Paul, To date, herbal drinks or medicines are only consumed in certain part of the country.
This jamu is circulating mostly in Java and Sumatra. For instance, it has not entered my hometown in Flores yet. Our population is big, 240 million. If everybody takes herbal drink, no need to actually go abroad because our domestic consumers are still quite plenty.
It turns out that the current world developments does not necessarily make people live traditional formula. In fact, since the last few years, many people have been using traditional medicine, or more popularly known as herbal medicines, that are considered more natural. Head of the National Commission for Herbal Medicine Scientification, the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siswanto, said,
Jamu itu kan istilah untuk obat herbal, tapi yang asli Indonesia kan gitu, namanya jamu.
Jamu is the term for original Indonesian herbal medicine. Yes, it is called jamu. In other countries like in Malaysia, there is also Malaysian herbal medicine. In China, it is called traditional Chinese medicine. It means Chinese herbal medicine. So it's pretty much the same. They have herbal-based remedies or medicines. Every country also considers herbal medicines differently. Such as in the United States, for example, they are just incorporated in food supplement, so it is not in the FDA jurisdiction. Then in Europe, some herbal or traditional medicine is taken care by the FDA.
Herbal itu ada sebagian yang diurus oleh artinya dalam jurisdiksi FDA.
People in Indonesia have been consuming traditional herbal medicine for generations. Then, how is jamu when viewed from the health or medical side? Siswanto explains.
Jamu yang dalam pengertian tradisional itu kan sudah banyak dipakai di
jamu in the traditional sense has been widely used for generations to maintain health and to treat minor ailments, and it should remain that way. And we always maintain that culture. But on the other hand, if you want to use for health care in terms of medical jamu that can be used by doctors, it should have a scientific evidence as said earlier. All doctors certainly have their criterion for therapeutic modality in this herbal medicine. Therefore, jamu that can be used is the one that has already had evidence and been clinically tested.
In order that jamu can be used widely in the community with a quality that can be accounted for, the policymakers have made some effort as described by Siswanto.
First, we tried to construct a body of knowledge, a sort of knowledge tree on Indonesian traditional medicines, which actually are rather different from modern medicines. So from there, we then formulated methodology to commit some sort of specific clinical test for herbal medicine, which is slightly different from modern medicine. Because modern medicine is a single, say, paracetamol, it contains paracetamol only, yes, but jamu consists of various herbs right mixed with different types of plants. Each plant also contains a lot of components. That's why we set up a different method of clinical tests. Through empirical evidence in our people, we conduct the clinical tests of phase 2 and 3. We have done two formulas that have been clinically tested. First, herbal medicine for gout, then the second is the formula for lowering blood pressure or hypertension. The research has not only been done by the Herbal Certification Agency, but also by other research institutions such as universities and others.
It is not impossible that jamu, as an ancestral heritage of Indonesia, can be combined with modern medical treatment.
Cita-cita kita, jamu ini mau kita angkat, makanya ada program namanya Santikasi.
Our ideals, we want to lift up this jamu. So there is a program called Santification Herbal Medicine, right? Well, in the future, this jamu can actually go through two ways. Jamu that has, say, clinical evidence that can treat up to phase 3 clinical tests, and then the POM agency agrees. Well, it could go in the medical world, but jamu within the traditional sense, that is, to maintain health and so on, will be directed towards jamu for maintaining health. We are working to build a separate profession from physicians or medical profession called on traditional Indonesian penyehat or healer or health care. This is still an idol and ambition.
Although it is still limited, the development of herbal medicine in the country has been making progress. Siswanto once again said.
I told you this jamu does not have any such evidence yet, so doctors would mind if they are being asked to use it directly. To make such a breakthrough, now traditional medicine clinics have been opened in various hospitals which allow herbal medicines, but still within the framework of research. So it's called research-based service. What does it mean? Well, use herbal medicine if you want, but please, it is still in the corridor of research. And this already exists in several hospitals in Indonesia. Particularly hospitals under the health ministry.
step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam.
Indonesia.
Here is the news. Indonesian Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Arifah Fauzi, shared best practices in women's empowerment during a meeting with Timor-Leste Secretary of State for Equality, Elvina Sousa Carvalho. Fauzi remarked in the ministry's statement on Wednesday that the government has launched the Indonesian Common Space Pilot Project at 6 locations representing all parts of Indonesia. This idea has been well received and independently replicated by other regions. Governor of Bank Indonesia Perry Warjio has said that the rupiah exchange rate remains under control, supported by the central bank stabilization policies. As of today, the
the rupiah has strengthened against the United States dollar by 0.94 percent point to the point after appreciating, a decline of 1.69% in February 2025. At the press conference on the result of the March 2025 meeting of the Central Bank's Board of Governors on Wednesday, Wargio said that rupiah rate development was influenced by a decline in foreign capital inflows into regional stocks, including in Indonesia, amid global uncertainty. That's the news.
Sebelumnya tak ada yang mampu mengajakku untuk bertahan di kala sedih. Sebelumnya ku ikat hatiku hanya untuk aku seorang. Sekarang kau di sini, semua bimbang tangis kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku tak mengerti, akankah sama jadinya bila bukan kamu. Lalu cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Sebelumnya tak mudah bagiku tertawa sendiri di kehidupan yang kelam ini. Sebelumnya rasanya tak perlu membagi kisahku. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya. Semua bimbang tangis kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku tak mengerti, akankah sama jadinya cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Bila suatu saat kau harus pergi, jangan paksa aku untuk cari yang lebih baik. Karena senyum menyadarkanku, kaulah cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Buat
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.